I'm John Manuel. I'm the editor of Baseball America magazine. Been coming here since 1998 here to Omaha, so excited to be back at Rosenblatt Stadium one last time. And Mike Cavicini's been here since 2006, been coming to Omaha every year as North Carolina center fielder, and he saved his best for the postseason. He hit 390 as a freshman in 2006 in the postseason, helped get Carolina here. And then last year in 2009, he went 6-for-13 in three colorful series games. So his best baseball was really played in Rosenblatt Stadium. So without further ado, Mike Cavicini.
Right.
Good to see you.
And Mike is a fellow Tar Heel, as I'm a North Carolina alumnus as well. So I've always got a special reservoir of good feeling for Mike. And, you know, 2006, Mike, was the only year that I actually didn't come to Omaha in the last 13 years. So I was watching it on TV. I watched you guys in the regional that year and the super regional. And that's really when your career kind of seemed like it took off in the postseason. Talk a little bit about just, you know, your career being as far as your best hot streaks really were all in the postseason and getting Carolina to Omaha.
Well, it really just, you know, I felt like my freshman year, I was just small fish in a big pond. I ended up being in the right place at the right time. I'm not an oversized guy. I came in, we needed an outfielder, and I earned my spot. I used what I could. I used my speed. I didn't hit home runs. I have zero career home runs in high school and college. So wouldn't rely on that and just put the ball on the ground and use my speed. So it seemed like in the postseason, you know, we had hitters like Reed Front, Josh Horton, Chad Flatt, you know, numerous guys that are playing big league ball. My job was just get on base. So any way I could, ground balls, base hits, that's all I did. I bunted and got on for these big guys that hit home runs. And we went down to Alabama. I had the game of my life. I honestly don't know what happened. I don't know what I ate that day. If I did, I would have ate it every day, but I don't. I got lucky. I had ground ball hits against Wade LeBlanc, who's a phenomenal pitcher.
He's now pitching. Padres right now.
Yeah, he's with the Padres as a starter. I got on, you know, a lot. We ended up winning the first game, and the second game was probably the best time I've ever had in college. Chad Flack hit a walk-off home run to send us to our first year in Omaha since I've been there. And, you know, the rest was history. I went from playing, you know, that was probably the biggest crowd in Alabama, was playing in front of maybe 8,000 people. Came out here, we won some games. We played Oregon State for the national championship, which we lost, and then they beat us again next year. But played in front of 29,000 people, which I was telling everybody else, you can't describe playing in front of all these people. You know, you grow up dreaming about it. You grow up wanting to play here. And we were the new team, so a lot of people were rooting for us, and that was a lot of fun. You know, we got to come out here and play and enjoy ourselves.
Now, by last year, your fourth-year junior last year in 2009, you guys get back here for the fourth straight year. Did you notice with any of your teammates, did you guys ever, I don't know, did you get used to Omaha, or was it still a thrill even last year coming back for the fourth time?
Oh, it's still a thrill every time. I mean, nothing's ever given, nothing's ever set in stone, no matter what your preseason rankings are or anything. You know, we still dogpiled after Super Regional, knowing that, I mean, it's a tough task just to get here. The grade eight teams get here, and it really just, you know, it was good for the new guys, you know, freshmen that got to come, and the guys that didn't dress the years before they got to come. So it was really just an experience, and I was glad that everyone got to experience it with us.
What made you, in your mind, a Division I college baseball player? What were you able to do in high school and getting recruited that got you to the University of North Carolina and that you had the opportunity that you could take advantage of by, you know, with your offense like you did?
I mean, not to toot my own horn, but my specialty was speed. I got on base and I stole bases. I was 109 for 111 in high school. I hold the North Carolina State career stolen base record. So that was it. I mean, that's all I did. I didn't hit doubles. I didn't hit triples. I hit singles that turned into triples. I stole bases and, you know, I caught the eye of Coach Holbrook, who now he's coaching at South Carolina. And I'm about the same size as he is and same kind of player. He said, you know what, you can play for us. I did. He played for Carolina and, you know, the rest is history. He gave me a chance and I tried to take advantage of it.
Now, what's your favorite memory from Rosenblatt Stadium, and what's your thoughts on the stadium, this being the last time you're playing the Cobbled Series at Rosenblatt?
Favorite has got to be, you know, freshman year. You know, everything seemed to be taken away at the end, but, you know, we felt good after our first game. You know, it was just a thrill to play for the championship, and we won our first game. You know, honestly, we probably got too confident and thought we had it in the bag. And we got a big lead in Oregon State. You know, the good team that they were, they battled back and they beat us Saturday and beat us Sunday. But going out there and playing for the national championship and playing in front of all those people and being in the stadium, being in this atmosphere, walking up the street and seeing all the vendors, seeing all the people, I mean, you can't beat that. That is Omaha, and that's what you can't beat.
what were some of, we had a question from one of the guys in the audience beforehand. What was your routine before a game? Like, what did you do just before a game every day to get ready for that, for every day, every game?
Well, I was a little different. It wasn't that I was nervous, it wasn't anything, but I could only eat, you know, like 10 hours before a game. If I ate anything else before a game, for some reason, my stomach would be killing me. So I ate real early, got up, you know, not really any superstition, besides just kind of going out and playing, but...
Do you have any teammates with any really goofy superstitions?
There's a lot of, I mean, baseball's full of superstitions, so a lot of it was, you know, putting one sock on before the other, putting one shoe on before the other. You know, I had a lot of people would, like, put a pair of socks on, then walk around for 5 minutes, put something else on it. I mean, they would take an hour to get dressed. Just different things. Some guys would have to, like, go to the training room, even if they're not hurt, go jump in an ice bath or a hot tub. A lot of guys, just a lot of different things, you know. A lot of maybe OCD, you know, you want your locker to look exactly the same as it was the day before because you got 3 hits the day before. But in honesty, I mean, it didn't matter.
And now the last thing before we'll open it for some questions, just your last year, this year in baseball, I mean, what was that like for you? I mean, you're not going to play pro ball, I guess. What was it like for you just kind of wrapping up your college playing career and your baseball career? Has that been difficult, or are you going to deal with that in another day?
It was difficult. You know, we got beat by Oklahoma, and they're a great team. You know, we were real young. We were trying to not rebuild, but, you know, kind of teach these new guys how to play and how to play Carolina baseball. And we didn't make it back to Omaha, but, you know, it was almost bittersweet. You know, I knew I wasn't going to play pro ball, and, you know, as much as my dad was harping on me, you know, try and get a job, get in the real world. So that's what it was. You know, baseball was over, and I enjoyed all 5 years. I had my ups and downs. I had injuries, but, you know, I'm back here, and, you know, I got the opportunity to come with the company I'm working with, Evo Shield, and I just love it. I get to come back for the 5th year. There's nothing else I'd want more than just to be here, whether I'm playing or not, because this is another aspect of Omaha I have not been able to see. You know, I played. I was a role player. I redshirted, and now I get to see everything outside. And what goes on that street and what goes on out here is phenomenal. I mean, you can't beat it. You can't beat everyone walking up and down the streets. I mean, everyone is baseball fans out here wanting to watch baseball, and that's what I love.
That's what makes it Omaha. What do you guys what questions do you guys have for Mike Cavicini about college baseball or the College World Series? Guy played here 4 years, guys. I'm sure somebody has a question.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you talk about when you were figuring out your way to contribute, how did you prepare for that, and how did you refine that?
Well, it really, a lot of time with Coach Holbrook, you know, his specialty, he was the same player as I was, and his specialty was bunting. I mean, he could bunt a ball with his eyes closed and put it in the exact spot 10 times in a row. And so we really emphasized that. Before every practice, I'd be out there, he'd be throwing balls to me and working on bunting. Working on the small game because that was my game. He'd work on, you know, all right, Cavi, we got 4 cones within, you know, 1 foot apart making a little box. You need to put the ball in here every time because if you do, you're going to be safe. And, I mean, that's the things that he did. That's the things that made him the player he was and the great college player he was. So it really took a lot of, you know, him helping me out, him saying, Cavi, let's go work on this. You know, we got some downtime. Let's go work on this. And I owe, you know, pretty much all of it to him and getting me out there and really help me focus on what's going to help me play, which was my speed.
Anybody else have questions for Mike? Go ahead. Come back here at the back.
I'm sorry, now they talk, they chatter, get another guy's head. Anybody that you got, anybody else to say, did you just stay quiet and play a game?
Yeah, I was more of the quiet player. We had a lot of guys that loved to talk. You know, like Mark Florey, he was our, you know, him and Garrett Gore were our two guys that would just talk all the time, nonstop, you know, about anything. I was just kind of the one that tried to lead by example. You know, I kind of learned from Dustin Ackley. You know, y'all know, second pick, he's playing with the Mariners organization. He would barely say anything, but he did everything right on and off the field. And you saw, I mean, he batted over 400 every year he was here. I mean, honestly, the best player I've ever played with, ever watched. And he just led by example, and that's what I tried to be. It's just like he was.
He was our player of the decade for 2000 to 2010 for Baseball America, and that was voted on by like more than 150 college baseball coaches, Division I level, and he ran away with that award. So Dustin Ackley, and he's a career hits leader in the College World Series, and he played here 3 years, and he broke the record held by several guys who were here for 4 years. So pretty amazing career. And what's your favorite flavor over Zestos? I assume you have to get something over there.
I like peanut butter. It's kind of thick, but I love some peanut butter.
See, that was Coach Holbrook's favorite. If I remember correctly, you tried to emulate your coach.
I'm trying to. He's a great man.
When you're in high school, what did you feel like helped you get recruited? Like, did you go to a lot of camps, or did you just like go out there and have your coaches kind of take care of it?
It was a lot of. I played for a showcase team. I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. I played for a team out of Pineville, the On Deck O's. And we just, every weekend, we traveled to different tournaments, you know, Jupiter and Fort Myers and Atlanta for all the East Cobb tournaments. And it really was just kind of going out and playing as hard as I could and, you know, really just playing with the showcases. And we went to as many tournaments as we could that we knew the scouts would be at. In high school, you know, we really, really weren't all that great, so not a lot of scouts came to our games. But it really was just going out with another team, finding a team that played in front of these guys and just showing them what I could do.
Oh, go ahead.
Who was the hardest pitcher you versed in the College World Series?
Hardest pitcher? There's a lot of them because they all seem to strike me out at least once or twice. But you know that's the whole starting staff for Oregon State. My freshman year, they honestly were probably three of the best pitchers that I've put together with a team, especially. You know, the Saturday and Sunday guys, they came off, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days rest.
That was Jonah Nickerson, who actually threw 323 pitches here in 9 days and retired before he got out of A-ball. So he left his career basically in Omaha. He got a championship ring out of it.
He did.
But his pro career did not go anywhere. And then Dallas Buck.
Yeah,
Dallas Buck. I guess was one of the other ones. And Mike Stutes also pitched, I think, a lot for them.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Double-A with the Phillies. Okay. How about, did you face Mike Leake last year at all?
We didn't face Leake. We faced
Spence.
We faced Spence. He threw twice against us. He was very good, but I just tried to bunt off him and get on base because he was very good, and I couldn't really do much else against him.
He just pitched last night in the Cape Cod League. He's trying to come back off an arm injury. He's not even here with Arizona State. He got a nerve injury. Anybody else? Lee, have one more?
I thought you just mentioned the Cape. What kind of things would you do during the summers while you were playing at the University of North Carolina?
You played in the Cape, didn't you, for Chatham?
I played for Wareham, one year. But
John Wild.
Yeah, John Wild. Actually, my freshman year, we got done. I think we played, you know, 71 games, and I wanted like a week off. I was kind of tired, and I called up. I was playing for the Wilson Tobbs, who's the Coastal Plains, and they said, you know, we're going to need you tomorrow night. Come out and play. So I got up, drove there at like 6 o'clock in the morning, got there. They suited me up. We took a 3.5-hour bus ride to Edenton, and in the 7th inning, ball was hitting the right center field, took off, fence was only 350, no warning track, just a big wooden fence, and ran straight through it. I have the pieces of wood in my room. I took them. I ended up breaking my collarbone. I got a concussion, broke my nose. And so I took that whole rest of the summer off, rehab. And then the next year is when I played in Wareham. But that was after an eye injury. I scored the bunt, got hit in the eye, and ended up, long story, broke my nose, got 13 stitches in my eye, broke my orbital bone. And I lost my sight for 3 weeks. So I took the whole year kind of getting back to that, getting my vision back. So I had a limited role in the Cape, but it was a great experience. And the funny thing was, I roomed with Jason Ogata.
Okay,
So he was in Oregon State.
Oregon State.
The second year they beat us for national championship. So kind of weird. We both showed up, and they ended up rooming us together. we've become great friends. And the next year, right before the season started, in Christmas break, I was running hills, and I tore my ACL. So I redshirted that year, didn't play summer ball. And then last year, I just worked camps. So I really haven't had much time playing summer ball. But the Cape and the Coastal Plains League are the two leagues I got to experience. And they have so much talent. I mean, it's great to play for them. I just didn't get the opportunity to play much.
Anybody else have anything for Cavi? He has non-injury stories to tell as well. All right. How about everybody give a round of applause for Mike Papacini?
Thanks, man.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.